Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, 2 minutes after 2 o'clock in the nation's capital and beyond with the DOC, Richard Doc Walker. Mm-hmm. Doc, welcome back for hour number two. Sir. You got two more in you?
Oh, I got more than that, brother. I'm only going to give you two, though.
Attaboy, attaboy. Just pace yourself, right? I think Linnell says you're on a minutes restriction. I'm not saying that.
You're, who?
Lionel. Baby Zion.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Baby
I didn't
Zion.
Know what you're talking yeah. about. You mean the whale.
And his name was like Longfellow Tibbot or something. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you know, by the way, that there is a great Twitter account? I don't know who runs it. Named Longfellow Tidwad?
No way.
Yeah. At Longfellow_TWOD. It's tremendous. I just retweeted it a little while ago because he said, whoever's running this account, said, did you hear at WrestleMania 61 complaining to Jay Gruden about players being in Ashburn for 9 hours and playing ping pong? This caged animal doesn't like to work 9-hour days like me. The YIC movement is more than just a T-shirt.
Yeah, Jay was... He was ribbing you a little bit about the ping pong and, you know, trying to keep it light a little bit.
Yeah.
And I thought that was funny. Yeah. But, you know, you can't
Jay still
have
got his, Jay still got his fastball as a stand-up comic, I tell you that much.
Oh, yeah, but he's got a sense of humor.
Yes.
But he also has a tough side of him.
Yes, he does.
He can be both. All the good ones can do it. They're bilingual. And the thing is, but he shouldn't have had to have been both. All Jay needed was to have a thug on his staff. See, he needed, if Jay ever gets a line and gets a thug doing his dirty work so he doesn't have to, he's going to be unstoppable.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he got everything else.
Yeah. Yeah, he's still very sharp with a sharp offensive
football?
And analytical
football?
Mind. Yep, no
Man,
doubt.
Football. This boy is a whiz.
No doubt. You know who we still are learning about, though, and where they can go is Jaden Daniels. Of course, the rookie quarterback, clearly, again, by far the best. I mean, Caleb Williams took an absolute beating the other night. Some of that is on him. A lot of it isn't, but some of that is on him. And some of what Jaden Daniels has gone through, quite honestly, so far, is on him as well. Mm-hmm. And I would just say this. Through two games, while we say, of course, he is the best rookie quarterback, I would ask you whether in your mind, this is just your opinion, right? Mm-hmm. Nobody's going to hold you to anything here.
Good.
There's no right or wrong. Has he been good? Has he
good.
Been very good or great in your eyes?
Good.
Good. That's it?
He's been good. Yeah.
Okay. So why good instead of very good or great?
Well, he's good because he hasn't hit the people that have been open.
Mm-hmm.
And he's opted to run. If he hits the people, then he'd be very good.
Mm-hmm.
And if they score when he hits them, then he'd be great.
So
all within his range. But to the average eye, he could be close to very good if you don't know the game.
Yeah.
So from an amateur views point, hell, he can be exceptional. But you ask me, and I'm telling you what I see was from a ground level, from a guy used to view it from the ground level, mm-hmm. I'm going, just ask Luke McCaffrey. Because the guys that are open know they're open. And so if you don't get him the ball, that's on you. He eventually will. But in the meantime, you know, it is what it is. And so he's got a unique ability. He's so gifted that it's insane. And once, if he survives this, no question about it, I think in the end, he'll win the blue ribbon. But it's still yet to be seen because you got to prove it. But I just think what he does, he drives defensive coordinators bat manure. There are guys that ain't going to sleep the week they got to play Washington because of him.
So I'm glad you answered it good because that gives my answer and explanation, I think, a little bit more fiber, a little bit more holding because people respect you more than they respect me because you played the game, you won a Super Bowl, axe to grind like I do and all that stuff, right? Jaden Daniels, to me, has been good, but he has not been exceptional or very good or great because of some of what you mentioned. And I'm really interested to evolve the conversation with callers like this because, I you hear different opinions, right? After the game on Sunday, Matt Miller, who scouts quarterbacks and scouts the NFL draft, works for ESPN, right? You think he knows what he's talking about. He said after the game, 6:30 roughly Sunday night, Jaden Daniels played a hell of a game. And I think Jaden Daniels played a good game on Sunday. Mm-hmm. But live, and I think others around me would agree with this in the press box as we were watching the game. And then going back on tape. And Doc, I can only tell you what I can see. I can't tell you everything. But he missed plenty of things, and there were plenty of opportunities there.
Mm-hmm.
And I put up one with Noah Brown on a double move in which Noah Brown was wide open and just absolutely towards the corner. Now, he could have been manipulated or he could have been looking the other way. We don't know. Somebody tried to point out that because of the way the safety dropped or rotated or whatever, his eyes were there and he was trying to go to the light side and whatever, and by the time he swung back, he got sacked. All of that is fair. All I'm telling you is one play, Noah Brown ran a double move and in the red zone and absolutely torched the Giants' corner and was wide open by 7 or 8 yards and should have scored a touchdown if Jaden sees him before getting dump trucked, okay? But let me give you that's just one play. There's more. Let me give you the raw numbers and just see what you kind of make out of this. 40 of 53, 75.5% completion rate, which is third in the NFL. Now, a lot of people are going to make a big deal out of that, and it is noteworthy, Doc. I would say this, because it's been a lot of quick game and a lot of screen and tunnel screen and quick, again, passes and short passes, hitches, all of that stuff, I would expect it to be that high. Maybe it doesn't have to be 75.5, so I'll give, say, feather in the cap, man. That's really good. 75% completion, because this team has struggled. See, what people don't realize, over the last couple of years, I pointed this out a number of times. I don't know if you remember this. Taylor Heinicke, Carson Wentz, Sam Howell, they all stunk in the short, quick game. They were all inaccurate all over the place, Doc. They weren't good in that area. They would constantly make bad throws in quick game. Whereas Jaden Daniels, say whatever you want to say about missing certain stuff, not seeing certain stuff, whatever. Again, the numbers tell you, and your eyes should tell you, he's completing a lot of these passes, getting out the ball out of his hands and getting it to the receivers so that the receivers can try and make the play at a much higher clip than, again, most people in the NFL, third in the NFL at 75.5%, and certainly better than any quarterback that's waltzed in here in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well, of course. I mean, he's so far superior over the people you've mentioned.
So that's not how everybody feels, Doc.
Well, but he is.
Yes, I agree. I agree.
But look, what he's doing is hard.
Yeah, you understand I'm going with that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, people are going to say, well, it's no big deal. He completes a screen. He completes a quick out. It is a big deal because of the, quite honestly, the people that have been here, and all of them stunk in it. Since Kirk Cousins, they haven't had anybody that was really good at the short, quick passing game.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody. Nobody. Consistently. And that's been the problem, right? So as long as Jaden continues in that regard, I think he's going to be okay because he has that mechanism. Now, it doesn't always work, right? Because teams are going to continue to read that, jump that, like the Giants did at times. The first play of the game last week, Sunday, they throw a little screen to the right-hand side to Terry McLaurin, who only lined up once on the right against Tampa, and a lot of people were killing Cliff Kingsbury for this. He lines up wide right on the first play of the game. They throw a screen to him, so they target him. First play of the game from scrimmage, they target and get a reception to Terry McLaurin. If Luke McCaffrey doesn't lose his block, maybe that turns into a 4 or 5 yard game. Maybe it's only a 3 yard game. Maybe it's more. I don't know. But, Doc, they did things differently right from the jump last Sunday against the Giants than they did against Tampa. And I think that's good on Cliff Kingsbury. I think that's obviously good for Terry McLaurin, who's got to get really more on track here. That's good for Jaden. That's good for everybody. Even though it didn't work and it resulted in a 2 yard loss, I like that. But let me give you some more numbers here real quickly. He's 40 of 53, 75.5%. Again, third in the NFL. 410 yards, so that's an average of 205 yards a game. Still does not have a passing touchdown. More importantly, or just as important, kind of depends on your perspective, he does not have any interceptions. He does not have any fumbles lost. Now, they did have 3 fumbles that he was credited with against Tampa, okay, including the game's opening play in that game, which was, again, a swing pass that was a disaster to Brian Robinson. They lost 15, but no touchdowns. Passing, no interceptions. He's got a 97.2 passer rating, which is 7th in the NFL. He's got 26 rush attempts for 136 rushing yards. I'm sorry, 132 rushing yards, which is a rookie record through 2 games. He's got 2 rushing touchdowns. He's got, you ready for some analytics? You love the number nerds, right?
Oh, absolutely.
He's got a 0.221 EPA per play, which is 5th. In the NFL. In layman's terms, EPA per play is expected points added per play. It's this weird, fandangled, stupid formula that all the football outsiders people have come up with, and people run around and they love, and they just put it on, you know, their the sign on their back, which also says, kick me, I'm stupid. 51.1% success rate, which is 7th in the NFL, and a plus 13.9 total EPA. Again, whatever that means. That's different than EPA per play. A plus 13.9 total EPA, which is 5th overall. Thanks to Mason Kinahan for these numbers. I saw it on the tweet, so I want to give him credit. At @Mason_Kinahan. He's got some good content when it comes to the Commander. So, Doc, I don't care about all the number nerd type stuff. I mean, anybody can tell you. 5th, 7th, 5th. I mean, he's doing good. So why are we sitting here only saying that he's good and not been very good or great? Are we being too harsh on the young man through 2 games?
Well, no, I'm not. I'm just saying because I'm saying what I think he would say openly or privately based on missed touchdown opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you throw the ball, you got a chance to score touchdowns. Those runs, you get stopped. He hadn't run for a touchdown the whole way. So, and you take yourself out of getting hit once you throw the ball. And he's had people, and he'll see it. He said it already. The key is, this is where he's my comp. Because of my age, when I think of the San Francisco 49ers, and I go, Steve Young. When I watch him now, short sample size, but Steve Young is dynamic. He's a threat no matter what he does with the ball in his hands. But when he learns to get rid of it and he's got people open, and people are going to be open because he drives the defense nuts because they don't know, do you cover? Do you come to get him? So like the young man down in Baltimore, he puts people in a trick bag. There's only a couple guys in this league that strike that kind of fear into defenders. That's why his upside is so high to me and why he'd be so much fun to play with.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's a lot. It's a short sample size. But I know that there's so few people that have the impact on the defense that he presents. And once he figures it out, because the film is already there. You've seen him. The people are there. They're open. And he runs. Once he shrinks that down, he's going to be hard to beat.
Yeah. Let me give you before we get to the calls, you keep mentioning the people are there, the touchdowns. I mentioned the Noah Brown play. You mentioned McCaffrey. I'm trying to remember which one that was, but maybe I'm just not remembering it.
Oh, yeah.
He kind of overthrew De'Ami Brown in the back part of the end zone. Maybe De'Ami could have been a little bit better with his footwork, what have you, but I thought he was a touch late on that. He missed some stuff against it. Listen, every quarterback is going to miss a throw. Every quarterback. What I don't want Jaden to do is miss. I don't care if he's a little inaccurate or a little bit off in his ball placement. Now, sometimes that can lead to turnovers or batted up balls or whatever, so you don't want to be bad in that area. But I don't care so much about that. What I want to see Jaden do continue to improve, and why I say he's been good, not very good or great, is because I do think there's times where he does run too quickly. I do think there's times where he misses stuff. I do think there's times where he's a little bit maybe gun-shy, trigger shy, whatever I'm trying to get at, where he doesn't want to maybe make a mistake. And yet, while he has no turnovers through two games, I'm not stupid. I understand that he's been sacked, I think it's 7 times through two games. He butchered a couple of plays, quite honestly. I was talking about the first drive yesterday, right? Doc, and he did a lot of good things on that, but they also spent 2 timeouts on that first drive. Mm-hmm. 2 timeouts on offense on that very first drive yesterday. That's not good. They had a couple of weird timeout usages in Tampa. I think some of the false start issues could be on his cadence, could be on him with the snap count. I'll be interested in asking Sam Cosmi what his perspective is on that. And I want to get that from you. What maybe something
well,
that,
all natural,
that you've seen.
This
right.
is how you hear him.
Right.
Remember, he didn't play. So those games, you only had three, so he played in two.
Right.
That's what I mean. Practice, yeah, that's okay, but it's different in the game. You know, so you got different sound ambience.
Mm-hmm.
You can't duplicate the sound of a game at practice.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right.
So if you just, it's just very basic things. People go, well, what difference does it make? Why do you just practice? No, you can't. You want simulation of game-like atmosphere. That's why the home game was so important and why I was just I couldn't believe it. Can't play a series? Because that gives you a little bit more familiarity. So now they got those butterflies out. Okay, now I can check that box. So no, you save that box for a real game. Instead, you could have had that over. That's my point. Little things like that, not just here, all the way across the league. That's spilt milk. Now what you found out is that you've got a guy that doesn't wet the bed. You've got a real gamer.
Mm-hmm.
And your offensive line now, would you agree? Better than advertised. Better than I thought. Couldn't be happier.
Yeah. I would say it's been better than advertised or better than thought. I would not say it's been great, though.
Well, no, but you didn't think it was going to be great.
Yeah.
You didn't think it was going to be great.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's fair. I want to ask you when we come back on the other side about something that he might have to do, they might have to do this Monday night, next Sunday in Arizona. I mean, we'll worry about this Monday night first. When
Please.
It comes to this particular issue that we're kind of talking about, and then we'll get to the calls at 301-230-0980. Has Jaden Daniels been good, very good, or great in his first two NFL games? For the first place, Washington Commanders, along with the DOC, I am the Rooster, Matty Ice, as well. On the other side, oh, the glass, where you can call in at 301-230-0980. Your call's coming up. Stay with us on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, good to have you with us on a Tuesday afternoon in the nation's capital and beyond, along with the DOC. I am Cockadoodle-Doo, the old rooster, Matty Ice, on the other side of the glass, and you are on the phones at 301-230-0980. We're going to go right out to you in a sec. Doc, I wanted to ask you just this quick question. We were just talking about cadence and some of the false start issues and some of the noise and some of the just getting on the same page. And Jaden was definitely very frustrated after just the first long series the other day. After the Senate false start, which again, a lot of people are just blaming exclusively on the offensive line or exclusively on a rookie in Ben Senate. Maybe he was frustrated at himself. I don't know, because I don't think he was asked about it. I didn't notice it until yesterday, and I was there live, but he was really upset. My question to you is, going into a loud environment, what do they call it? Paycor Stadium, I think is what they call it, in Cincinnati on Monday night against a desperate team. Do you have to go to, like, if you're having cadence issues, if you're having communication issues, what have you, if you're burning timeouts, if you're having false starts, if you're having all this stuff, do you have to go to, like, a silent count on the road? And can you do that? How hard is that to do?
Well, for a rookie, again, this is why they haven't, you got to get his voice. How do you, you can't practice it. You can, that music and all that, you can make it loud. It's just not the same. And that's some of the growing pains of youth. I don't think that place is going to be that loud for the Commanders game. I don't think. And it's not like they're playing the Browns that they get really excited, or the Steelers. That's just me. I can't see that.
I think that's a better environment. Maybe it comes across better on TV. I think that's a pretty good environment, though. And maybe they'll be not as enthusiastic because they're 0-2, but they damn near beat the Chiefs on Sunday, you know? Like, and they're going to be desperate, you know? Trey Hendrickson is really, 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 really good.
You're right. Yeah, coming off that edge, you better believe it.
I mean, so I just wonder if they're going to have to do some different things, snap count-wise, cadence-wise, silent count-wise. I wonder to kind of deal with some of that. All right, let's go out to the calls and see what you guys think. Has Jaden Daniels been good, very good, or great through his first two games? I'm not going to allow anything other than that, just because, again, if you say he's been mediocre, then you're not paying attention. If you say he's been poor, then you're really not paying attention. But I think it's fair to say, you know, Doc said he's been good. I say he's been good. Maybe you say he's been very good or great. What do you think? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's start with John in Oklahoma on the Odyssey app. Johnny, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, good afternoon, fellas.
What's up, John?
Hey, I think he's been good. I do, and I think when he missed him in the back of the end zone, he threw the ball where nobody could catch it but his guy, and that's taking care of the ball, and that's the main thing, and that's what I like about him. You know, you got to take care of that football as a quarterback. That's your job, number one job. Don't get, you know, too antsy with it, trying to go down getting sacked and just throw it up like we've seen a bunch of quarterbacks do. We've had, and I got a quick question for both of y'all, and I'll get off here. Do you think they ought to add about, if they would add 20 pounds to him? What you think, that'd be good or bad or whatever for him? And you think they may do it? And I'll get off here because I got to go.
Okay. Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
I assume he means 20 pounds to Jaden Daniels, Doc, to his frame.
I don't think he'll weigh 20 pounds 20 years from now.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to put 20 pounds on that frame 20 years from now. I think he's fine. He's been that size his whole life, and he's done well. He's, you know, he's no different than, I look at his prize fighters. A middleweight is just as tough as a heavyweight. He's just smaller. Ain't like he can't take the punch that the bigger guy can't, or give a punch like the other guy.
I would say this. I don't think the 20 pounds, 10 pounds, 15 pounds, you know, I talked about Emmanuel Forbes thickening out, whatever. That didn't seem to get him very far. I don't think it would necessarily guarantee anything and preserve him from getting injured. Like, the rib shot he took the other day on the 3rd-and-13 scramble is, I mean, that's going to hurt and knock the wind out of you, whether you're 240 pounds or 210 pounds, right? I mean, maybe, if you have a little more thickness, your body can absorb a little bit more. Maybe. But so far, he's taken a couple of hard licks. That one, and yes, he missed a play. Wind got knocked out of him. The one in Tampa where he slid down inside the 10-yard line and he gets popped on the head and the helmet comes off. he didn't miss a play. I mean, so far he has, I don't want to say he's taken a beating. He certainly has not taken a beating like Caleb Williams, but so far he's taken a couple of lickings and he's bounced right back, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and I don't know if you add, 20 pounds of frame to him, maybe it goes into his upper body and it thickens him up in a little, you know, where he's considered narrow, and maybe it protects his shoulder a little bit more, or maybe his sternum a little bit more. But I don't want him necessarily gaining 20 pounds in his legs and becoming, not that you don't want him becoming Jalen Hurts, but I think Jalen Hurts, and because he's so thick and so strong, lower body, I think they run him too much, and I think the cumulative wear and tear the last 2 years has really caught up to Jalen Hurts, especially at the end or towards last year. Let's get one more in here before the bottom of the hour. Let's go to Jonesy and see what he's got to say. What's up, Jonesy?
Hey, Chris, I see you got the keyboard of the K9 in the house.
Yes,
man. Beautiful thing. Beautiful day, regardless of the rainy day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say Caleb was good, but he needs to get to a point where so he trusts his line a little more, because that's what it looked like to me. He don't trust his line, and so therefore his clock goes off just a little bit sooner than it should be, and that's the reason why he's missing these receivers just wide open running around. So I think once the game slows down for him, I think he'll come into his own on that. Now, I disagree with my man John out there in Oklahoma. I don't think he need to put on no more weight now. That's some off-season talk right there as far as it goes for me. He's playing right now. He's what we got right now. Let's keep the ball rolling. And in my personal opinion, I think that he's going to do nothing but improve from week to week. That's all I got.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it, Bones. I mean, Jonesy, I think, again, the most encouraging thing for me is, yes, he's missing some things, and yes, he's doing things that I wish he would do a little bit better and maybe see some things and anticipate a little bit more. But he does not look clueless, like Bryce Young still looked clueless before he got benched the other day. I mean, clueless, right? He does not look confused. He does not look helter-skelter, and I guess like he's seen deer in the headlights. I would say it might take a little bit longer for us to get the best version of Jaden Daniels, but I think the elevator is very clearly going up. It might go up a little slower than people want, but I think it's very clearly going up. Is that fair?
Well, and he also doesn't make you pay for his maturation. That's what guys do when they throw picks or pick sixes. You know, he may not give you the touchdowns, but he doesn't give you the picks. So you get the field goals and you grow.
Mm-hmm.
And he makes things happen with his leg. Listen, I mean, to be almost the second most dangerous threat under center with his legs or top three already is amazing. And so you're just looking up. And he's growing with this offensive line. He's growing with this team. And he's doing this without the most terrific receiving group in football. So this whole group is growing together. But with Eckler and B-Rob, see, he got thunder and lightning. And if they'll just keep pounding this thing and keep this, I mean, I'm pleasantly surprised at the play calling. I'm so thrilled that the fact that we are playing some bully ball, and if we'll just keep leaning towards that, I mean, I'm thrilled.
I want to get to something on Cliff Kingsbury that's an extension of that on the other side. So we'll do that next, but I agree with you. I mean, they are so far doing their damnedest to not overexpose him. We'll, again, talk more about that and some of the things that I was able to pick up watching the tape back and getting after it over the last day and a half or so. We'll keep it coming on the phones, 301-230-0980. I see Paulie out there. I see Larry in Annapolis, Wayne in Bowie, Telly in D.C. We'll get to all of you. Just hang in there with the DOC on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, Commanders players are off today. They have a limited schedule, meetings and such tomorrow because they have an extra practice day. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday will be the normal Wednesday through Friday because they play on Monday Night Football, 8:15, next Monday night in Cincinnati against the 0-2 Bengals. The 1-1 Commanders technically in first place all by themselves in the NFC East, thanks to Kirk Cousins and the Atlanta Falcons beating the Philadelphia Eagles, coming from behind some controversial decisions from Nick Sirianni of the Eagles. If you missed our breakdown of the game and Kirk Cousins' comeback and all that it meant, hit Odyssey Rewind in the Team 980 on the Odyssey app for the first hour of today's show. The podcast will be available for you as well. Commanders moving up in the power rankings. We'll discuss that. And who is the most important role player on the Commanders? Want to get Doc's thoughts on that as well. Still to come here before 4 o'clock on the Team 980. Tonight, the Nationals get back at it with the New York Mets at 7:10 Citi Field. Big game again for the Mets, who walk off in the 10th inning last night. A game effort by the Nationals. Again, they will try and get the W tonight. You can hear it on 106.7 The Fam and the Odyssey app. And that's what's trending.
Welcome back to the Rooster Show with DOC and Matty Ice. And talking ball. Rooster giving you the classic cock-a-doodle-doo as we do what we do, evaluating the young quarterback. And don't get any of us wrong. I think Rooster and I are on the exact same page with this. We are thrilled to have this young man as quarterback and to be in this position. My goodness, we've been on the other side of this coin for so many seasons here. And to have a guy this talented, I am excited about watching this growth. And as Rooster alluded to earlier, the fact that we're, I mean, it sounds like tongue in cheek, but we're in first place in the East. and it's for real.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not taking that for granted, because we haven't been able to say that for a minute. And Rooster and I both remember that night in South Philadelphia with Jay Gruden and that group when we got those championship caps. And that's the last time.
It is.
That we've been on top of anything.
Unfortunately. Well,
can you
believe
that?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because the last two times they've won the division has been in Philadelphia, right?
In 2015
with Jay and then 2020 with Ron. But
right.
the 2015 one at least felt good, right?
Yeah.
The 2021 kind of felt like really backing in on a magic carpet ride in through the back door because nobody was good enough, kind of. Like 2015, you felt, man, Kirk was ripping it. There was that four-game stretch. Nice. The offense was electric. Jordan Reed was kicking everybody's ass.
Yeah.
That really felt good. And, Doc, I, you know, you used to be down on the sidelines, you know, for all that. You should be back on the sidelines and all that good stuff. We'll hopefully get that all straightened away sooner than later. The bottom line is, like, you could – I think you can sense, I don't know, I can sense being around the team the last two games, and granted, I mean, it's limited. I can't be there during the week for practices, but I was in Tampa. I was obviously at FedEx, or I'm sorry, Northwest Stadium the other day, and there's
That's
just,
$10.
You know, there's a different feel, as there should be with any new regime, and getting that win on Sunday was kind of an immediate payoff, even though they were 0-1, even though it wasn't pretty, even though they made plenty of mistakes. It's a like one thing I learned from you very early is how important, and it's not that I didn't know this, but it was reinforced by you, and I think, and I'll say solely by you, is how important division games are and how important division wins are. Now listen, you can win all of your division games and still be 6-11, quite honestly, right? And not good enough. But if you win 5 out of your 6, or even 4 out of your 6 division games, and as long as you're fairly kind of like 500-ish against the rest of your schedule, again, 11 games outside of your division, out of part of the 17-game schedule, you're probably going to make the playoffs or be in the playoff chase until the very last minute if you go 4-2 in your division. And the Commanders right now, again, it's early on, right now are 1-0 in their division. And they don't play another division game for a while because their next four out of the division, as a matter of fact, this Monday is out of the conference at Cincinnati. Then they go back in the conference, but not the division, against Arizona. And then they're back to the AFC for a couple of games in the AFC North in Baltimore and Cleveland back-to-back. One thing I wanted to just bring up that I mentioned right before the break that I wanted to get your thoughts on. Doc, I went back and was trying to find little things that I thought we could kind of talk about that were important to me and that stood out to me, at least in Who Am I? I'm just a knucklehead on the radio, but...
You're a national media personality.
Cliff Kingsbury received some criticism after week one because Jaden rushed 16 times, because they didn't get Terry McLaurin the ball, because they didn't move Terry, they didn't run a lot of motion, all that. And some of that was fair. But two days ago against the Giants, Doc, I saw a team that was so much more creative in terms of their design. Like, you mentioned how committed they were to running the football, and you're absolutely mm-hmm. right. They dominated, and they ran with authority, right? I wish they would run a little bit more to the outside perimeter on little, like, toss sweeps or whatever to Austin Ekeler. I know one of them got blown up for a no gain on the first play after the 4th-and-1 drop, the 4th-and-4 drop, I should say, by Neighbors right before the 2-minute warning. I got it, but I want to see more of that starting this Monday night. But this team ran the football for a total of 215 yards, 133 B-Rob, 44 Jaden Daniels on 10 carries, by the way, or 10 attempts, I should say, and 8 for 38 from Ekeler. 35 for 215, a 6-1 average. So we can all say, okay, they ran the ball, right? And we know the short passing game, the quick game. We know they were a little bit more up-tempo, no huddle, so on and so forth. But I love, Doc, I love some of the things I saw on tape. And one, I put up on Twitter last night, right, a freeze frame picture with a red circle around it where they had this, what I call an exotic formation, where they had Jaden in basically a gun formation with Ekeler split to his right. Nobody behind, so it was more, it was gun, not pistol. Ekeler was split to his right. Then they had, I think, John Bates as kind of an H-back set between the line of scrimmage and the offensive line and, say, Austin Ekeler. So, like, kind of halfway in between. Then they had a two-receiver cluster in a stack formation release to the right. And so they had basically 5 guys essentially not in the backfield, but basically 4 guys really in the backfield or off the line of scrimmage, and your 2 receivers split on left and right on the far left and on the far right. And again, all of this eye candy stuff in the back of the line of scrimmage, okay? And while it may not add to, actually in this one play, Jaden Daniels got sacked, right? I thought Ekeler did a nice job in pass pro, but Jaden just didn't see something and he got sacked. Fine, it's going to happen. But I guess what I'm getting at, and I saw a lot more jet motion and jet looks and different eye candy stuff. I love that stuff. If you can execute that, if you can run that in week 2 with a rookie quarterback, I think that tells me something, Doc. That tells me something. It tells me that this kid is really good and really smart and really on his game, because otherwise they wouldn't be running that stuff. Am I reading that wrong or no?
Well, no. I mean, you've been around. You know that they have a high IQ team. Now, usually you don't get a bunch of smart guys that are tough guys. That's what made the Hogs so unusual. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, that was a pretty high IQ group that was equally had a caveman mindset. So what I've been impressed by, small sample size, is that the creativity, not only just in the pass game, but the run game, and how they pulling guards, that little guard doing a pirouette in one play. And I'm looking at some of this stuff, and they're getting results with it. You know, it's like a woman wearing too much makeup.
Mm-hmm.
It's not appealing. Sometimes you do a lot of stuff, if you don't get the results from it, you're just doing things for show,
mm-hmm.
but you don't get results. They're getting some results with this, and it resulted in a W. And listen, we haven't even mentioned that they started the game off with a negative. This should have been a 99-yard
yeah.
kickoff return.
Yep, that was a big one for me yesterday. You're right, though. We haven't really yeah. mentioned it today.
We didn't do yeah. yeah, but I'm just saying, yeah.
mm-hmm.
that's my point. Now, we can't woulda, shoulda, coulda, but man, that's how it should have started.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're mentally not locked in and you cheat, every time you get a penalty, you're cheating. Hands outside the realm. You get lazy or you do something dumb. So you got to eliminate those mistakes. So there's a lot of things. It sounds like we're nitpicking. No, we're just trying to win.
Yeah.
And there's that many little things you got to do right in order to get a win in this league. It doesn't matter who you're playing.
No doubt.
Because you don't get to pay people to beat them.
No doubt.
Like the NCAA, you know, you can pay a school $1 million and slaughter them. You don't get that in this league.
Or you could pay them more than that, you could lose at home.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying. Yeah.
That happens too.
Yeah, that's yeah. true. But this league,
yeah.
no. And the Bengals, man, and especially coming off a tough yeah. loss, and now they're going to come into this one fat and happy. Because you can't believe me, there's anybody right now in the Queen City that thinks they're not going to run through Washington.
Well, what I fear is that they're desperate. And a caged animal that's desperate is really dangerous. So that's what I worry about. More on that coming up in the Bengals aspect. Let's first get Larry in Annapolis here on the Team 980. Larry, how are you?
Larry.
I'm doing well. What's going on, fella?
What's shaking, bacon?
What's up, player?
Not too much. So, listen, I hate to mix metaphors, but the way I see it is if Parr is considered good,
mm-hmm.
then I gotta say that Jaden is shooting better than Parr. He's exceeding what our expectation has been so far. I think through the first couple days or first couple games, we anticipated some rookie mistakes, maybe giving the ball up, you know, some boneheaded plays, and we just haven't seen anything egregious. And the only legitimate criticism we could say is that he's missed some opportunities. But by that same token, I would say look at the opportunities that he avoided in terms of disaster. Like, not just with his feet, but there was one play particularly that stood out on that game-winning drive when he hit Ertz over the middle.
Mm-hmm.
That could have easily been a strip-sack fumble because the defender was, like, zeroing in on him, like, quickly.
You mean on the Noah Brown play, not Ertz, on the final drive. Yeah. Right.
On the Noah Brown play.
Yep. Eckler did a pretty good job, too, on that particular play as well.
He was outstanding in the game, yeah.
Go ahead, Larry.
I think little things like that, his anticipation has been better than what we thought it would be. His poise in the pocket, at least for me anyway, it's been better than I expected. And the last thing, yeah, he hasn't put him in for six. But at the certain time, you know, the playmakers are allowed to make plays. I look at what Sam Darnold and Justin Jefferson did for 97 yards. I can't give Darnold the credit for that play. I mean, that's on the receiver. So at a certain point, I even thought Eckler on the one screen play that was a beautifully designed play, I thought if Eckler had maybe cut inside, he could have scored on that play. He tried to hurdle a guy, but that didn't work out for him. But that could have been six.
Good call, Larry. Appreciate it. No, you're absolutely right. Yeah. I mean, there, you know, again, there's things to clean up. There's things to do better. There's things to, you know, kind of improve on, as we've touched on. Larry brings up a good point, right? Let me ask you this, Doc. I'm not really a golfer. I always took par as fine. Not good, fine. Like, what is expected?
Well, golf is so difficult.
How do you kind of interpret that?
If you could shoot, well, no. Most people, if they're telling you the truth,
mm-hmm.
they're not shooting par. They're under par. I mean, it's...
Right. Well, yeah. The best golfers in the world are under par a lot more often. I guess what I'm saying is maybe my perspective is a little bit twisted, right? Because I'm thinking of not only Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson and Scottie Scheffler and all that. I don't view par, just to use Larry's analogy, as good. I view par as expected. Now, maybe I'm a little bit wrong.
Well, here's what we got to do. We're 1-1.
Yeah.
And Larry, like most of us, have not seen the all 22. You've just seen the game. So you don't know what he really did. If you just watched the game on TV, you don't know what he did. Because you can't see what he missed.
Mm-hmm.
So you're only watching the production.
Yeah. That's tonight's a homework assignment, by the way.
Well, that's just reality.
Yeah.
So you're just watching what the cameras are showing you. And if he runs, he runs. But then when you look at it and you see, oh, my God, this guy was. Yeah, but okay, it's easy to say after the fact. But it still is there. That's why when I said, what is my sample? Steve Young early on. When I saw Steve Young play for the Niners after watching the GOAT, Montana, follow that up. And I was like, man, Steve is nice, but he was following the GOAT. And I'd go, hey, yeah, but he just ran. So he made up for things with his legs, but you saw, but look who he had. Oh, he had right. He had all those people. Once he cleaned that up, then he walked right into a goal too himself. That's how I see Jaden. Once he figures this thing out, he that dude, he's going to be elite if he continues on the course he's at, because that's from what I see. It's easy for me to sit there with – you can sit there with a cold one in your hands watching it under no pressure. He's making these things under split decisions being chased. And he makes a decision. Well, we watch guys throughout Sunday throw it to the other team. He doesn't.
More of your calls coming straight up. Stay with us.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The DOC and the House. We're going to have to save Paulie for the other side of the top of the hour because he wants to yell at me about something. I don't know what he wants to yell at me about. It says quarterbacks, but that's going to take a little more time. So let's get to Telly in D.C. here, Doc, before the top of the hour.
Yes, sir.
And get Telly aboard at 301-230-0980. Tell, how are you?
Bell to the Redskins, Chris Hustle, D.O.C., what's poppin'?
Telly's always a good setup, a good appetizer for Paulie, because... It's some of the same. What's up, Tel? How are you?
Yo, man. Man, I'm cooling, man. I'm glad football is back. You know, I'm enjoying my new quarterback. You know what I mean? I like what I see. I see the fight in him, the grit in him, the hunger. I see the talent. The only issue I have is I am watching his coaching staff. Now, although I'm liking the exotic schemes that they have with the passion and all that, I just hope they take a real good look at what just happened this past week, you know, with those two running backs. I said this through, you know how I go, I said this through the J years and every coach after that. I don't have a problem with, you know, you mixing it up with the shotgun. But I want to see my QB on the center. I want the running backs to get it while he's on the center. It allows the running back to see holes develop if his hole is not open to go grab some extra yardage. I'm cool with them running outside, but I want to see the off tackles. I want to see in between and all that. I really feel as though you could do a whole lot more if you got that quarterback under the center. And I love the pistol. I'm not mad at the pistol either. I love the pistol. But under center, I want to see some play action, some bootlegs, especially with the bootlegs with his talent. You know, he's a threat. So somebody going to be streaking down the field. And if they not, they got to count for him picking up a dub and a half or even more. Hell to the Redskins, man. Y'all be easy.
All right, Toe, thanks. I think people, Doc, look, I understand there's differences and technical differences and footwork and vision and all that stuff. I think people, like, remember when it used to be a huge deal around here that the Commanders were not a 4-3 defense and instead were running a 3-4 defense?
Yeah.
And people just talked about that over and over and over again. And it has literally made not one ounce of difference.
Nope.
I mean, I think people get paranoid by this and I know I just mentioned something good about formations. I think people get just, like, whatever works is whatever works. And I think they will they know they can't have Jaden Daniels under center, I don't think. It's just not an under center game 100% of the game for most quarterbacks, especially mobile ones, right?
Well, you know, one thing that I will agree with is, like, as much as, you know, I love the way Baltimore approaches football, I don't think it's a good match for their offense with two dynamic players side by side. I think your downhill runner being given the ball in his belly as opposed to him under center, I just don't think it's going to work. I don't like it. Maybe they'll prove me wrong. They're the experts. I'm not. So that I agree with what Telly's saying. I think a variance of it. I don't necessarily know that I like you knowing what I'm going to do all the time under any circumstances. Mm-hmm. But that's just me.
All right, that's fair. You know, I mean, listen, I'm not a one-size-fits-all and only type of person. All right, we got to take a timeout. Top of the hour, Paulie will be next, and then we'll get into the ESPN power rankings and an interesting side note to that I want to get Doc's feedback on. All to come in the 3 o'clock hour on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.